postman, milkman showing up while the ladies are at home.
True.
Some dude just shows up. You're horny. No one's around. Why don't you get in here? Why don't you get in here?
My thing is, I wonder how many women typically don't. They usually try to like fuck up and across. Like the mailman, yeah, maybe though. If they're bored enough, a lowly milkman.
Especially if you were mean to them earlier.
Women are usually hyper pernergamous or whatever the fuck that word is.
They're very pernergamous.
I don't know the word. It's like hyper or whatever. But no, you're right. Every time I'm mean to my girlfriend.
Pernergamous.
Every time I get my girlfriend mad and she picks up her cell phone, like there's like a 30-second window. She pops up her cell phone. I'm like, oh man, she's definitely ordered off some dick, dude. She's definitely going to just fuck some dude right now despite me. And then I see that I look at the thing and it's like, mom. And I'm like,
oh, dude, did I tell you my bitch told me she was joining CrossFit?
What?
She didn't. Thank God. But there was about a 1 week span where I was like,
oh God,
our relationship's definitely over.
Yeah, man.
You join CrossFit. If your bitch joins CrossFit and you're not there, some fucking Chad is.
I mean, you can't even blame him, dude.
He's definitely going to fuck.
Just Chad accountants, dude.
Jacked accountants that are like, hey, everybody's going for a drink after this. You want to come with us?
Get a drink?
Like, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And you're out there drinking. He's like, man, you're really killing those power cleans today.
You've lived this whole thing.
Hey, I know how it goes.
Well, your biceps are going strong. Hey, let's give you some lifting tips, dude. It's just some guy holding around the back, squatting down, smelling her spine. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. Shane doesn't do this, does he?
Yeah. Whoa, I'm hard right now. Crazy. No,
I'm on a couch playing an Xbox. Like, where the fuck is my girlfriend?
The
CrossFit thing is like, and there's all those clubs. It's like young professionals and like kickball leagues and all that shit that like are clearly designed for people to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what they're designed for.
Definitely.
And then chicks, like my girlfriend will be like, it's just fun. Like I want to meet new people. It's like, no, dude, you're joining a fuck committee. You're joining a fuck party. That's what those are for. Yeah. CrossFit, dude, if you want to work out, go to the fucking gym.
Yeah.
You don't need 30 people with you. And then a drinking, like, we're gonna socialize after.
My girlfriend has been saying, I've been like,
it's like, get friends like a normal person, you fucking losers.
I'm telling my girlfriend, I'm like, look, man, like, you gotta exercise, you gotta do shit. She's like, well, I gotta get a gym membership, but I need, like, a personal trainer. I was like, you don't need a fucking personal trainer. Look, first of all, we're not getting you a personal trainer.
You do not need a dude stretching you out.
I'll look into some good women personal trainers, maybe, but it's like, fucking no. But, yeah, man, that's like a constant.
CrossFit was like the instant, like, when she said CrossFit, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, shit.
And I can't say no.
Yeah.
But I was
like,
scoff.
Damn. Yeah, I did. Oh, CrossFit?
I was like, you're going to fucking do CrossFit. It's so gay.
Meanwhile, you're like, please don't.
Please don't fuck some dude at CrossFit.
I know, man.
Some dude in a neon tank top. Ugh.
I